What are America's strongest weapons? We have a nuclear arsenal, of course, and some high-tech jets and rockets. But one of our most powerful weapons is something you can find in your own wallet, the U.S. dollar. For decades, America's fiscal policy has been built around the idea of keeping the dollar strong, a strategy that has had an impact on jobs, trade, and even military conflicts. Saleha Mohsen shares this story in the new book, Paper Soldiers: How the Weaponization of the Dollar Changed the World Order. Saleha is the senior Washington correspondent for Bloomberg News and hosts the podcast Big Take DC. Here she is to share five key insights from her book.
Hey everyone, I'm Saleha Mohsen, author of Paper Soldiers: How the Weaponization of the Dollar Changed the World Order. I'm also the senior Washington correspondent for Bloomberg News, and I'm here to share five key insights with you from my book. Insight number one. All empires think they're special, and all empires fail. This is my favorite sentence in the whole book, and it's the second one that you'll read in Paper Soldiers. It encapsulates the intellectual reason that I wrote this book. But what I didn't really discover until I had pretty much finished writing the book was that this line also encapsulates the personal reason I wrote it. Paper Soldiers is about the rise of America from a country that broke off from an empire and was expected to fail to becoming a superpower. And it's told through the lens of something we all know and recognize, the U.S. dollar. Let's get the intellectual and maybe unsurprising reason I wrote this book out of the way. I have a keen interest in how economic policy is developed and how it touches our daily lives and how it brings our nation strength. For me, that's a story told through the dollar and the power and problems that it brings us. How is the dollar a symbol of, dare I say it, of the empire that the U.S. is? This is a question that I think about often. Here's the juicy bit I realized only after I handed over the manuscript to my editor. My family history is intertwined with the aftermath of an empire coming apart. I discovered an innate fear of seeing the downfall of a nation that I call home that goes beyond the bounds of everyday patriotism. See, I grew up hearing stories from my parents about the India-Pakistan partition in the 1940s. It was an event that displaced some 15 million people, and my grandparents' families were among those. It started with the fall of the British Raj in India. It was messy, and it turned wealthy families into refugees. It took decades and migration across multiple countries and continents before my parents fully recovered from it. And now, in 2024, the superpower nation that they made their home, well, everyone is talking about its diminishing power. I find that terrifying. Maybe it just won't happen. America is too great to fall. But like I wrote, all empires think they're special, and all empires fall. Stick with me here a little longer, and I'll get to why I'm optimistic about the future. Insight number two, faith in democracy and faith in markets go hand in hand. This is the narrative arc of Paper Soldiers, and actually, it might be the theme of my reporting career at Bloomberg News. Here's what the line means. The United States sets the standard for a healthy democracy. Our democracy is a strong one because we have rule of law. We're not run by a dictator. Rather, we have free and fair elections, independent courts, and a checks and balances system. All of those things that we learned about in high school government class. And this has given the U.S. immense power. That strength and stability extends to our economy, our businesses, our stocks, bonds, and currency markets. Because of this strength and stability, foreign countries and investors want to invest in our country. That gives us the ability to spend big money on healthcare, technological advances, and military power. So because there's so much faith in U.S. democracy, the world relies on our financial markets for profit and for safety when crisis hits. Instability in our democracy might actually trigger a financial and economic meltdown on a global scale. That line, faith in democracy and faith in markets go hand in hand, isn't mine. It's one that Bob Rubin, the Clinton-era Treasury Secretary, wrote in an op-ed after the January 6th insurrection. In 11 words, Rubin summarized why damage to the nation's electoral process is bad for the U.S., for global markets, and everyone. Insight number three, the U.S. dollar has become a weapon. The world runs on dollars. From Russian oligarchs to the worker plucking cocoa beans in Ghana, everybody needs the almighty buck. It's how pretty much all of the world's commerce happens, a financial transaction with the dollar at the center of it all. The U.S. has turned it into a potent weapon. It helped protect us from further terrorist attacks in the wake of 9/11. When Iran was purportedly posing a nuclear threat to the world, the U.S. cut most of that country off from the dollar, meaning the whole global financial system, to bully it into submission. And now, in 2024, we might be seeing this weapon overused. After the Russia sanctions, one of the largest such packages ever levied, it's not just America's adversaries that are wondering if perhaps they're too dependent on America and its dollars. Even America's friends are wondering if it might end up being bullied by the next U.S. president or U.S. Congress. This trend is called de-dollarization, and it's one small sign that our country's superpower status might be on shaky ground. Insight number four. The next generation of U.S. leaders will probably face a different America. The U.S. is in the midst of an especially challenging and self-critical moment. This self-criticism is part of what makes our democracy strong, but it's a tough thing to be in the middle of. Globally, we're now being seen as an increasingly unreliable partner. We've surprised the world by breaking with some long-held traditions— commitment to globalization, questions around the validity of a presidential election, repeated attempts to impeach our presidents, a lot of which is rooted in deep partisanship. It's unclear whether it's short-term or long-term damage, but our global standing right now is somewhat diminished. We've also weaponized our strength to what might be a tipping point. Did the U.S. go too far in bullying Russia into adhering to American foreign policy interests? Remember those sanctions I talked about earlier? That's a debate that's raging in political and economic circles around the world. It's actually making its way onto the campaign trail as we see two presidential candidates paint a picture of what the next 4 years should be like. And no, there's that $34 trillion deficit that we've got to manage, a job that's made much harder with Republicans and Democrats constantly fighting over everything. One thing is certain. The next generation of U.S. leaders will need to calibrate their leadership to account for the shift in American power. And now my final insight, number five. If our country is strong, no foreign threat can touch our superpower status. I've talked a little bit about the vulnerabilities the U.S. faces right now. Many are unprecedented, but if you look at our history, we've gotten through, if not tougher, then at least equally difficult moments. The biggest threat to U.S. dominance doesn't stem from outside of its borders, but from self-inflicted policy wounds, like when leaders in Washington fight over raising the debt ceiling to finance spending that they've actually already agreed on, or when our Supreme Court triggers questions about its ethics. It's all making those overseas wonder if the U.S. should have as much global power as it does if it can't get its house in order. But if the country emerges from its current troubles having reinforced rule of law, the independence and ethical standards of our courts and other agencies, and free and fair elections, our global power will remain. The U.S. has too much going for it. Our economy is the biggest in the world, trillions of dollars ahead of the second biggest. A 40-year veteran of the U.S. government and I were talking about all of this recently. How can the U.S. survive as a global power? What are the hurdles? And he gave me a line of Shakespeare. The fault, dear Brutus, is not in our stars, but in ourselves. The power to fix America's standing is in the hands of American voters and leaders, not a threat from abroad. Thanks for listening, everyone. I hope you enjoy Paper Soldiers. Happy reading.
Thank you, Saleha. That was Saleha Mohsen with five big ideas from Paper Soldiers, How the Weaponization of the Dollar Changed the World Order. I'm Michael Kovnat. Have a great day.